Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Campbell spent a lot of time downplaying. It felt like he spent a lot of time downplaying the role and how, whether it was a big deal that he was calling plays. Just wanted to change things up. And they've also been, there's been massive amount of emphasis that this is not an Anthony Lynn situation in trying to let it be known that John Morton still has value to the offensive game plan. As you heard Dan Campbell say there, Jared Goff wouldn't compare them at all because he was around, obviously, when Anthony Lynn was let go as the play caller, or at least lost the play calling duties and was done at the end of the year. In fact, they've gone so far out of their way, I believe them. I believe that they see value in John Morton as part of the staff. If they didn't, I don't think they'd work this hard in the post game to separate this and make sure everybody knew this wasn't an Anthony Lynn situation. And you may say, oh, the guy, you know, he's been demoted. It's a demotion. He's lost his job, blah, blah, blah. They see enough in him that they value his contribution, that they're going so far as to publicly protect him. So I don't think that's insignificant. But right now, as far as big picture is concerned, the only thing that matters is getting ready for Philly. So whatever John Morton can bring to the table, if he's not going to call plays the rest of the year, then whatever, they see enough value in him that they want him to be part of the game plan. And as you heard Dan Campbell say, you know, he's taking suggestions and feedback from guys as long as the game goes on, which is great. I mean, look, you don't, Dan Campbell doesn't need any more credit. He's beloved in this town and he's not asking for more credit. In fact, he's asking, it almost felt like he was asking for less credit than he deserves. He's my champ of the weekend though, because that change mattered. And it felt like something was up last Thursday. I completely misinterpreted what it was, but that Thursday press conference last week was so different than everything else. I was like, something's up. I didn't think it was he lost play calling duties.
Well, everybody's on the same page in yesterday's game. Mm-hmm. You know, if there was any issue with Johnny Morton being up in the not calling plays, the few shots you saw of him on TV, sure didn't look like it. Dan Campbell calling plays on the side. He's got his glasses on. He's got the Applebee's menu out there and, yeah, you know, going for two. And it makes all the sense. I mean, they just did a great job throughout the game. Is it because Dan Campbell was calling plays? I mean, I don't know. I think there's so much prep work that these guys put in that in the end, they're probably all on the same page anyway. The differences are very minimal in how one guy would handle it over another guy, but he takes over and, you know, they have a near flawless performance offensively. It looked great. I hope they continue to play that way. That's a great brand of football when you don't punt. It's a great brand of football when you don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, the possessions, touchdown,
minimal penalties,
touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, field goal, kneel. That's a pretty good day offensively.
Yeah.
Different kind of test Sunday night in Philadelphia. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. Back to your open line calls. Brandon is in Shelby Township, and he is next on 97.1. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great, Brandon.
So my champ and chump real quick. My champ is Jalen Duren. Not only is he putting up ridiculous numbers, like he's putting up a bunch of points, getting a bunch of rebounds, But when you watch him, it's fun. Like, he's doing, like, alley-oops. He's doing drive-down dunks. Like, it pumps you up, you know?
No question. The lob to Jalen Duren is a very effective offensive set.
You just always feel like it's like Dunk City. But yep. So my Trump is the Red Wings homestand. We went out west and we did good. I mean, it was 3-2. It's not the best. But then we come home and we lose to the Rangers. Then we lose to the Blackhawks last night, you know. So it's kind of a downer.
Yep.
But to my point, the Lions culture, it's like, last week, everybody was talking about so-and-so's down, oh, we're losing offensive linemen, we're losing starters. But I feel like the culture that Dan Campbell is building, it's like next man up, you know? So no matter who's in there, you feel like they can do the job. Like yesterday, who knows how many of their starting offensive linemen we had, but they did a good job, and Jared Goff looked great.
He really did. I mean, look, the offensive line was so encouraging after the week prior. And it's just weird. Like, you're, how can it be the same group? In fact, how can it come back the next week with a depleted group playing another backup and look so much better? A lot of it has to do with the opponent, but you know, the truth is they've had two games like this year, Green Bay and Minnesota, and they bounce back resoundingly the next week. And look, I give our audience credit. I think it's a smart fan base. I think everybody knows that the base of all of their success, the foundation, is that group up front. They ran the ball. They protected the quarterback. No TFLs, no quarterback sacks, no penalties. That was I'm not going to say flawless, but it was close to it offensively. And that offensive line, if you know, bottle that and keep doing that.
And like, if you were a backup offensive lineman in some organization, like, I don't know, that had bad culture, you would just come in and you'd get ran right through. But I feel like our culture is so good right now that you can bring in whoever and they pump you up enough to where you know that, like, hey, I need to be that man, and you're going to step up.
Yeah, I like how Doug phrased it earlier in his show when he said that it's about the starters work so damn hard at their craft,
yep,
that the backups have to work just as hard, if not harder, just to try to keep up, because you got to be able to perform when your number is called.
If you see Amon-Ra out there with the jugs machine after every practice, you see Aiden Hutchinson setting the tone and going hard every rep in practice, which they talk about all the time. If you're taking their most productive, their best players, and they set the tone, how can you be less than them and not do as much or try to do as much work as them? You know, you have to. You have to keep pace. Otherwise, you get left behind. And look, it's a fun team. Like, people around the country like watching our Lions. And they, boy, the fans. I can't wait to talk to Goff about the fans, because when we've done it before, it's just wild to see taking over an NFL stadium. I saw somebody posted something on social media that it was cheaper to drive to D.C. and buy a ticket than it is to get a ticket to a home game.
I can see that. I think the team without Jaden Daniels,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there'd have to be tens of thousands of tickets available for the game, right? So your buy-in price might not even be $50 for a decent seat.
Right.
I was reading stuff online, Facebook and stuff, that people were saying that it was actually cheaper to go to the Washington Commanders game, right?
I didn't
know that was true, but.
Yep. And I mean, what's the whole bill? The bill is what, gas? Hotel? Are you talking about all of that is cheaper?
Well, all that, I can't imagine. Because staying in D.C. or
I mean, there's
that
no
area,
doubt there's going to be easier places to get tickets to, but I think they're saying the whole trip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure you could do it up balling on a budget. You don't have to stay at the Ritz.
No, you might want to stay somewhere better than the Fleabag Inn.
True. True. Or you drive an hour out of town. Stay somewhere in Maryland.
I mean, that's the thing. You got your car. If you're driving in, that's you right. already got the car. You don't have to rent it.
So. It was another takeover yesterday. 248-539-9797. There you go. That's exactly what we were talking about. They value him. They value him. So let's see what happens with this offense moving forward. And certainly it's one thing to do it against Washington, and it'll be another if they can have, I don't expect them to put 44 up against the Philadelphia Eagles, but if they look like a competent offense and run the ball and protect the quarterback against Philly on Sunday night, I feel like I should have a shock collar, Kang, that every time I bring up Philly, you just hit the buzzer because I'm ready to turn the page and start previewing that game.
You don't care how they look tonight?
Do I not care how Philly looks tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I care.
Let me ask you this question.
All right.
Game is on the line. Goal line. Eagles need to score. They're lining up for the tush push. A play you hate and despise.
Here we go.
But we know we need the Packers to lose or want the Packers to lose. What are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the tush push or are you rooting for the Packers to stop it?
What a terrible quandary you've put me in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.